Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we introduce tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible awesomeness and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today. What is on your Christmas wish list this year? Do you have one? If not, give yourself permission to create one now. What would you put on it? Think back for a moment to your childhood holidays. Did you make a Christmas wish list then? I remember waiting not so patiently for the annual toy catalog to show up in the mail. Man, that thing was about an inch and a half thick, and it had every toy known to man, or at least that's what we believed at the time. You know, running to the mailbox every day, beginning the day after Thanksgiving, my brother and I would just race out there in search of this treasure chest of ideas. You know, we did not start our search for that book until after Thanksgiving, because back then in the olden days of the Christmas shopping just did not start until after Thanksgiving. Leftovers were completely consumed. Just thought I would age myself just a little bit there. But anyway, my brother and I pretty much already knew what we wanted long before this catalog ever arrived. You know, we had a really nice list going already, but we just couldn't take the chance that we were going to leave anything out. So this catalog became very important to make sure that we didn't miss something we just could not live without. Once the catalog did arrive, though, an even bigger hurdle had to be accomplished. We had to figure out how to share the books so that we could complete our perfect list. Of course, neither of us could call patience one of our strong suits, so it was not always a peaceful experience, especially for Mom. But even in those not-so-peaceful times, the imaginary journeys that took place because of the possibility of items for our Christmas wish list were absolutely priceless. Kind of sounds like I'm taking a turn away from some of the previous shows, doesn't it? Some of you folks who have listened into the Life's Toolbox show before may be wondering why someone like me, who basically preaches against materialism on many of the shows, would be talking about building a Christmas wish list. Well, let me address that concern before we even go any further. This Christmas wish list goes beyond the items that make up the list. There are so many reasons, and I cannot wait to share them with you, why this is a good thing. I have not abandoned my beliefs on letting go of material things as an answer to your worth. I still hold true to that. Having said that, though, there is some benefit to a Christmas wish list that I'm talking about. Okay, a little sidestep before moving forward. I just want to be sure that I'm including everybody here. I'm calling this a Christmas wish list. I do this not to exclude anyone, but to use a term I am familiar with, and many others are as well. This was a list that we put together at a special time of year, and the making of the list itself became a part of the tradition. So even if you're not someone who celebrates Christmas, you may have something similar to this as well. While many of you practice a different religion, most of you do have a time where you dreamt of getting a gift, and that might have triggered you creating a list, even if it was only something in your head. So please do not get offended when I say Christmas wish list. Just insert your own terminology and know that this show will serve you just as well. Okay, back to the benefits of creating a Christmas wish list, or whatever you want to call it. Creating the list can be very fun, and who has too much fun in their lives? If you raise your hand, give me a call, because I've never met anybody who's had too much real fun. You know, I'm not talking about partying here, as in drinking too much. It is authentic fun that I'm talking about. To dream a little and pretend that that everything you want is possible is part of the fun of making this list. Everything is possible. Just know that. And we can talk about that on a different show on how to manifest that, if you will. Another reason a Christmas wish list is a great thing to create is that it can be a great teaching moment in so many ways, and better still, it invites us to open our imagination wide. As if that weren't enough, there are reasons far beyond what I've just mentioned here, and we're going to get to as many of those as time will allow here in just a little bit. Before this year, I had not really made a Christmas wish list for for a very long time. You know, at some point along the way, I just stopped. And I kind of wonder now why I stopped. It could be because I started thinking I was being selfish. You know, maybe I thought I was being unrealistic. I know that when I had kids of my own, that their list became more important than mine. You know, I'm not exactly sure what caused me to stop, but I do know that I haven't made one since I was a kid. I was reminded of the Christmas wish list not too long ago while in meditation. Now, most of my meditation experiences, as are, you know, many of you out there probably experience the same way, it's simply being in silence or stillness, if you will, and clearing your mind. To me, meditation really is about experiencing that stillness. It's that in that space between thoughts where I find connection to God or higher self or universe and all there is. I do not really get messages or profound thoughts too often. So when something does come into my awareness, after I fight with it a little bit, I usually tune in, and I tune in strong. Well, for this particular meditation, I was sitting in silence during a meditation event at my spiritual center. I had the candles going, soft music playing in the background, fellow meditators scattered around the room. You know, the energy was really right where I love it to be. You know, it was strong but peaceful. It was loving and comforting, embracing, if you will. And as I sat there in the stillness, these three words came into my consciousness: Christmas wish list. Those three words just repeated over and over, even though I attempted to push them aside. Why would I be thinking about Christmas wish lists since I was connecting to that most spiritual space within me? And I literally have not made a Christmas wish list in years, so why is this popping up? You know, I remember thinking there are so many things that I want that I do not, you know, that I don't have, and excuse me, there are so many things that I don't really want out there, you know, just because I don't need them. I just don't think about going out and getting things very often, as is pretty obvious from some of the shows that we have before. But besides that, I was supposed to be meditating on something spiritual. You know, these are the thoughts that are running through my head while I'm sitting there. And, you know, I finally tuned into that persistent message and gave it some consideration. And since that meditation, I have really had a great time over the past couple of weeks playing with and working with those three simple words. As I said before, whether you follow the Christmas traditions, some other religious teachings, or none at all, just stay with me here as we're discovering the importance of making that list. And as I said before, it's so much more than the items on the list. It's way more than just things to keep us entertained. Creating the list even goes far beyond the holiday season. So let's get to some of the many reasons why these lists are beneficial in our life. The simple act of making a wish list, whether it be for Christmas, a birthday, or any other reason, takes us on a journey of wonder when we consider things that expand and elevate our lives. That journey is more about the experience within us than it is about the items on our list. You know, I'm not talking about a list of things to occupy space in our homes or in our lives. The wish list I refer to is one made up of items that serve us and invite us on journeys, both physical and emotional and even spiritual. The list I'm talking about takes us to a place of what might be and what if. The act of making a wish list from our heart and not our ego is a safe and fun experience, and to go to those places is a treat. Allowing curiosity a chance to come out and play leads us to a place of possibility. We find our hope lifted. Our belief that something may be possible rises. Our faith is boosted. And folks, especially now after some of the things we've been through here recently, some of the tragedies that we've witnessed around the world, you know, who could ask for anything more than having hope lifted, faith boosted, possibility rising? When we permit curiosity, hope, and faith a place to rise within us, fear is kept at bay. Fear is the single most limiting thing we have in our lives. It prevents us from taking a chance. It stops us from seeing our abilities. Fear that we can't overshadows our courage to see what we can do in many cases. When we allow curiosity and imagination and hope and faith to come out and play, we see possibility. The belief that something is possible outweighs the fear of failure. Logic and practicality get a break when we slide into imagination and curiosity. Logic and practicality often bring out the reasons we can't do something. They literally block us from taking the journey in many situations. Our imagination, on the other hand, is telling us what we can do and all the ways that we can make it happen. When we get curious, we can dream like we did when we were kids, and we can illuminate the illusion that is the fear of failure. We can shine a light on it. And when we shine a light and illuminate the illusion of fear, we can see that it doesn't have the power to stop us anymore. Now, just because we make the list does not mean we run out and buy everything on it. That's not what we're talking about here. Sure, if you make a great list and everything serves you in a great way, then by all means, if you can afford it, go get it. But that's not what we're talking about. The list truly is more about igniting your imagination and strengthening your belief in what is possible. It's more about that than it is about buying. There is so much more to creating a wish list than the acquisition of items. The list, or should I say the act of creating the list, is what's important here. In fact, it is best not to run out and buy things on your list while your childlike imagination has the reins. You know, go ahead, let the child come out and play. Become childlike while you're creating this list. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. Play with it. But don't go to the store while you're in that mode. You know, I have a dear friend who decided a particular car was exactly what she wanted, and she went out to take a look at it. Well, she was still in this childlike manner. You know, she was still in awe of it. She was still playing with it and seeing all the things this car might bring and all the things she could do in it. The basic package on that particular car offered her way more than she could ever really want or even need. And that's what she had thought she was going to get walk into that store to get. Well, like I said, she walked into that store in that childlike manner. And when the dealer starts talking about all of the options that she could get on this thing and upgrade and get the, you know, go to the upgraded version of the vehicle, still being in that imagination stage, she went, yes. And the salesperson said, great. And they signed all the paperwork really, really fast and got her the premium package of the version that she was, the car that she was imagining. And now she has a beautiful car with way more than she could ever use. And she's paying about 50% more each month than she had originally planned to. So let the child come out and play. But then let the child go back to its place, wherever that may be, and bring out the intellect when it comes time to actually purchase, okay? So let the child come out and play to create the list, and that's what we're talking about most here is creating. So as we move further into this discussion, I just want you to know that the imagination stage and the intellectual stage both have a place in the process. We simply have to be aware of where we are with each. Give the intellect input into the imagination process right up until the logical side starts trying to punch holes in your dreams. Imagination is for seeing what might be, and the intellect is for figuring out how to do it, not for stopping you. You know, somewhere along the line, most of us gave our intellect the power to veto imagination. The intellect is not here for that reason. It is just a tool to find ways to make something happen, not stop them from happening. So do not allow it to stop you. Just let it have its say, and it will help you find balance. And that balance will serve you, and it will serve your dreams. So allow yourself to play in the land of curiosity, imagination, and possibility. Remove the limits and let yourself go for a while. Just enjoy the journey. Like I said, your hope and your faith are boosted. And if nothing else happens from this process of creating your list, that is an incredible gift to give to yourself. Anytime we can boost our hope and lift our faith, we've done well. Now, so far, we've only talked about the list itself and the act of creating it. We have to bring in a discussion about the items because, in truth, it would not be much of a list without at least one or two items on it. As we add items to our list, we have the opportunity to get curious about the item itself. We can ask ourselves what is important about the item. what will it bring into your life? What will it serve? You know, how will it serve you, or how will it serve others? You know, if we do not do this, we're just filling space and doing nothing more than creating a materialistic list. We're adding just to be adding, which turns into buying just to own. And if we do this, we are accumulating things as a way to make up for a lack of some sort, a lack of self-worth, feeling less than, feeling undeserving, feeling limited in some way. When we fall into a materialistic practice, we try to convince ourselves these items will make up for all of that lack, when in truth, it only adds to the feeling of lack. So the magic, if you will, with creating this list is to take a journey with the items that you're adding. See if that journey is going to benefit your life, your experience of life. So building this list from a mindset of material ownership contracts your experience. It limits the entire experience. We add very little to our experience of life when we come from this materialistic list building. When we look at the list from a place of curiosity, we expand our journey and our experience. When we open ourselves to the experience, we can get curious, and that opens imagination, and that creates great new possibilities. So get curious about each item. Consider what your true desire is with each item. You know, even if that desire is just to go to the beach and put your toes in the water, consider what that journey is going to be like. Consider how relaxed you're going to be able to be on that journey. Consider all the stress that you can leave behind on a journey like that. So consider what your true desire is for each item. Each item can truly be a mirror for what it is that you want in your life that enhances your life. Or it may be to show an area that you feel lack, which exposes an area that you want to enhance. The list can assist in discovering what we really want in life as long as we look beyond the material item and into what we perceive the item will bring to us and how it serves our highest good. Of course, if you add an item to your list and you look at it and you can't see the journey and you can't see a benefit, then take the item off the list. It's not going to serve you, so why have it? You know, if your desire is a diamond ring and you want to add that to your list, get curious about what's going to happen when you have that. Is this going to add some attention or bring you some attention that you don't currently have? Will it let you know that you're loved? Will it be a symbol of hard work that you've put in that allows you to buy the nice things? Does it hold particular meaning for you? You know, these are questions you have to ask yourself, and I could give you some answers here to look out for and all of that, but that would be judging it, so I'm not going to do that. Ask yourself the questions. If the answers you have serve you, if they take you on a journey, then maybe this diamond ring is something that you want to be sure you have on that list. Just remember that the items you put on the list don't define you. They just help you experience you in a different way. So anyway, the items that you put on the list, does it hold particular meaning to you? Just let go of the judgment about whatever that is. Don't call it good or bad. Just see if it works for you. See if it serves you or not. See the truth about the item that made your list. Stay curious and non-judgmental throughout the process. Let it be an enjoyable experience. If you're racking your brain to come up with something to put on a list, stop. You don't need to work hard at this. This is something that you're supposed to have fun with. And there's that supposed to word again. We'll stay away from that. This is something that you can have fun with. This is something that you can take journeys with. It's not something that you need to literally rack your brains over. Okay. Speaking of judgment, no self-abuse is allowed here if you find your list contains items that do not serve you other than to add possessions to your collection. You can still get curious, and there is still tremendous learning available from every list, so no beating yourself up allowed. Just allow it to happen. Play with it. See what happens. Take this process further, and you will see that great inventions come from this process as well. You know, things like the personal computers would not be in our life if somebody would not have gotten curious, taken an imaginary journey, saw what might be, what could be, and then took steps to create it. So this little Christmas wish list that I've been talking about here may hold great value for you someday down the line, other than just taking these journeys that are really, really cool. Okay, now, think back to the beginning of the show. When I asked you what you put on your Christmas wish list, did you think of something and then come up with reasons why not to put it on your list? Were those reasons things like, oh, it's too expensive or too hard or, oops, that's not possible? I can't do that right now. How often do you limit yourself or the things you want before you consider what it will take to get them? How often do you just talk yourself out of something even without good reason? Now, here's the cool thing about this list, folks, that we're talking about. The beauty of this wish list is that it opens us up to possibility. Nowhere in my talk so far did I say the only way you can put an item on your list is if you can figure out how to get it in your life first. That's not the way the process of manifestation works. That's not how law of attraction works. You first conceive it, then you imagine it, then you play with it. And the more you think about it, the more it grows, the better it sounds, the more you start seeing it as possible, the greater the possibility of it manifesting in your life. So let those excuses go away. The beauty of this wish list, like I said, it is the process that it opens us up to possibility. It is an invitation to forget about how to do something for a while and just play with possibility and journey and experience. One of the things that creating a wish list provides us is the dream of what that thing will bring into our life. What I remember about my list making is the dreams that came about while considering what to include. I remember a bike making my list one year, and it wasn't just the bike. You know, I saw the color of the bike. I saw the style of the bike that I wanted. I saw all of that. But I also saw the incredible journeys that I was going to be taking with my friends. It would incite visions of adventures into the local woods, trips to the parks, visits to the neighborhood stores, and so much more. Those imaginations did much more than offer a few minutes of fun visioning. They inspired me to take those journeys with or without the bike. They inspired me to create alternative ways to obtain the bike just in case Santa forgot to put it on his sleigh. The wish list was more than just a list of things. It assisted me in expanding my experience of life, and it will do the same for you as well. Get creative in your imagination and your manifestation. Silence your doubt and your eternal naysayer for a while and just entertain the idea. Just have fun with it. Forget possibility. Just have fun with it. For every reason you think that you cannot have that thing that's on your list, I want you to come up with two reasons why you can have it. When we create a list of things we desire and then see a life that absolutely cannot support that list, we've got some options. We may very well serve ourselves well in finding a life that will support that list. You know, maybe that means new jobs. Maybe that means tweaking our lifestyle so that we have more usable money. It can mean all kinds of things, but just because you see things that your lifestyle won't support doesn't mean they're not possible. It just means you have options. You have choices. You now have information you can use. What I know to be true is that there is way more than one way to attract those things that are on your list into your life. We must first believe in the manifestation more than the doubt. Allow your wish list to ignite a spark of imagination. Turn off the intellect for a while and allow your childlike curiosity and your imagination to build that list. Have fun with it. Let your desires dance around your imagination for a little while. Even those desires that seem a little foolish have a place in your life. Thank you so much for listening in today. I would like to invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help you brighten your day, links to this show, the archive shows, and lots of other goodies as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my coaching programs, my corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and other works. I also teach personal growth and spiritually based classes and workshops that you may find interesting. If so, you can find out information on those by visiting www.divineconnect.org. Also, check out my book, Discovering the Divine Within. I just received my first copy from Balboa Publishing. They picked up the book, and I am having a wonderful time with them on that. It is now available through Amazon. It's available on the Balboa bookstore websites. You can find it all over the place. It is a collection of essays, meditations, and affirmations that allow you to more fully realize the truth of the divine presence within you that is with you always. So pick up a copy of that. Pick up several and give them out for Christmas presents. They really do make a great gift. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to Dylan for producing the show today. Actually, I think Mark produced this one, and Mark is new to the Empower family, and we welcome him. He's doing a great job. I'm sure that he does other shows as well. I know Dylan does, and they really help us bring some incredible shows and entertainment to you. So be sure to listen to all the other shows as well. Find a show that speaks to you and share it with your friends. And in doing so, you share positivity with the world. Until next week and beyond, create your Christmas wish list and awaken new journeys in your life. Love and peace.